1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. Experience the holiday season with Movie Tavern. Watch movies in style and purchase a Marcus Theater gift card for someone special. Because movies never tasted so good.
Please welcome to the program.
Now, that guy who's been to Rome, Tim Murray.
And I visited the entire Northeastern Corridor over Christmas.
What?
How you guys
really?
Doing?
What do you mean the entire Northeast Corridor? What do you mean?
No, me, it wasn't the whole thing. It was a lot.
Wait a minute.
Because I was in New York and I didn't see
corridor.
You.
No, I drove through the state of New York.
So?
We drove from Maryland to Connecticut.
Wow.
From Connecticut to Maine, from Maine to Connecticut, and then from Connecticut to Maryland.
Okay, you covered some ground, no doubt.
Traveling.
Were you visiting people or just seeing the sights?
No, we visited a lot of family. So we went to my in-laws in Connecticut, so we saw my in-laws. So for my son, we saw Grandma and Papa Jim, and we saw cousin, my wife's sister.
That'd be your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law, her son, my brother-in-law. Then we drove up to Maine, in a small town in Maine, where I had to white-knuckle it because apparently my alignment was off, and it led to my back tires being worn out, even though I got them on earlier this year.
What?
Yep.
Your front end was out of alignment or your back end was out of alignment?
I believe the back end was out of alignment.
Back end was out of alignment so badly that you wore through tires you just put on this year.
My tires had a 75,000-mile warranty, and I got a third of that out of those tires.
What did it feel like they were pigeon-toeing out and dragging instead of turning?
Right. Why couldn't you feel it?
Oh, I felt it. I didn't feel it until I was driving in ice on one-lane roads up and down mountains in Maine when I thought I was going to die.
So did you have to – okay, so you're white-knuckling it. You say something's wrong with this car. Do you go
so
to
– So we made it all the way to Maine. So here's the thing. My cousins and my grandmother, who is 94, bless her heart, they live in a town of about 1,200 people. So I texted my aunt, and I'm like, hey – can I get some tires up here? She said, no.
No, come on. She's from Maine. What did she say?
They'll have to order them.
Did she say no or did she say, yeah.
It's Timmy. I want to get some tires on the car while she's here.
Well, she's from Long Island. She's my brother's,
my dad's
sister. But her husband is from Maine, so he always drops it, yeah.
Gotta get the tires there. Major tire problem there.
So we ended up having to get new tires when I got back to my in-laws' house. So we had to spend an extra day. So
was that all right, or was that a day you didn't want to?
No, we were trying to go home, and then
did they get the alignment taken care of too?
Yes.
Did they say, "Yeah, I've never seen one that bad," or that happens from time to time? Or
worst alignment I've seen. And
These are back in Connecticut.
Okay.
The alignment checkers, the tire changers.
That sounds like, for some reason, it sounds like you were driving in a college basketball program heavy corridor of the U.S. Like, there's just tons.
A college basketball?
Like, it's just like the states you named, New York and Connecticut and Maine.
Maryland.
All kinds of small schools and college basketball and.
I tell you what, we stayed. There's a lot of colleges. We drove through. We passed by UConn and trying to think of the other bigger schools. We didn't drive by the University of Maine, but we stayed the night in Portland. That's a cool city, really neat city, Portland, Maine.
Do we have a radio station in Portland, Maine? We used to have a radio station. This company did.
Oh, really?
In Portland, Maine, yeah.
Right on the water, tons of restaurants.
Yeah.
So we had a good time there. But all in all, good trip. Good to be back in the daily grind. Son's back at daycare. We're back at work. Feeling all right.
So you like getting back to a routine after, a week and a half or so of just place being up for grabs and traveling and holidays and presents and decorations.
Day after Christmas, I was like thinking I get more rest during the week of work than I do right now.
We went over. Worn out. We went over to a friend's house for New Year's back in town, and it's a couple that they're not married. They're they've been dating for a couple of years. Doesn't matter, and they don't have kids. So they're like, oh, my God, this has been the greatest week ever. We've just been sitting around doing nothing. And me and my wife just look at them like, oh, yeah? Yeah, that's awesome. Our son hasn't slept a good night's sleep because he's been sleeping in a bed and he's been driving in a car. So I said, yeah. Yeah, having no kids must be nice.
Great for you.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you guys. Shut up.
Yeah.
So how did Christmas go? Did everybody get what they wanted?
Great. Christmas was great.
Did you get a robe and slippers, a new pipe?
I got
socks, tie.
You know, I asked for practical gifts from Santa Claus.
Well, what do you consider? What do you consider practical?
That could be still could be anything,
right?
You know,
the headphones that I'm wearing right now.
Yeah,
were from Santa Claus.
You got what are they?
What
brand?
You don't know.
I'm taking off my headphones right now.
That's
they
okay.
are.
You can look at it.
Cowins. Cowins.
Spell it.
C O W I N.
What is that, a generic brand? You're in broadcasting.
Cowen E7? I don't know. They're wireless headphones. They're nice.
Okay. All right. As long as you're happy. Who got them for you?
Santa Claus.
Oh, wow. Really? They came from the North Pole.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The elves are working hard on these. Even though you can buy
stamp on them.
Even though you can buy them on Amazon.com, the elves worked hard on these particular. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked out well. I was a little nervous, so my son, his big gift was this four-wheel thing that you can kind of scoot around the house, and his cousin is 5 months older than him, so essentially they're the same age. They're both two, and he got this Buzz Lightyear getup where he had wings, and you press the button, and it's like to infinity and beyond.
You actually put it on.
Oh, yeah.
You wear it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you get the whole dress up, you know, you hold Buzz Lightyear get up, and then you get these sweet wings.
I would imagine
buttons.
There's like some catcher's shin guards that go on, you know, on your legs, and then maybe some plastic things on your arms.
No, it was just, it was like a one piece Buzz Lightyear costume with a hood, and then you put the wings on, and it's got little buttons.
Does he have a rank? Is he Captain Lightyear or Commander or Lieutenant?
That's a good question.
Or is he just a Space Ranger?
What is he in the Starfleet?
No, he's a Space Ranger.
He's a Space Ranger. I think that's his rank, Space Ranger.
Well, he's Commander of something when he makes a speech. He's Commander of the Outline.
Well,
for
I mean, he
something.
Might be. He might be in command of it, and therefore a commander. But is he officially?
I don't know
the rank.
I know I've heard him say he's a commander.
I've never seen anything on his shoulders or any medals or anything.
I gave
like that.
Away a. Lightyear doll that was probably bigger than the person I gave it to for Christmas.
It's a good gift. Nicely
it's got to be good.
Nicely done.
He's of Star Command, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is he's not Ensign Lightyear or...
I've never heard of rank call.
That's pretty low. He should be higher than that.
Admiral.
Lieutenant Commander or Admiral Lightyear or something. Yeah.
I have a feeling his enthusiasm has held him back. You know, they're like, we can't promote this guy. He's too freaking gung-ho. Yeah.
Right? Well, maybe. Possibly.
He's somebody who's more balanced. Well, it sounds like you had a lovely Christmas, too.
But, you know, the one worry I had was the jealousy issue of one kid having a Buzz Lightyear costume and the other one having this four-wheelie thing to push around the house. But both the boys were very satisfied with their present. They played well together. So, look, all in all, thumbs up, kind of minor adventures there in the middle, but you know what, we survived.
All right,
as you guys have done for many Christmases.
How many miles was that road trip?
Two miles?
2,000?
No, I bet it was under 1,000.
5,000 miles?
I would say like 1,200.
Wow, more than I thought. Okay,
that's not too bad. You know, one tire incident.
Well, two. He had to replace two tires.
Well, that's true. But
four tires. I got them all.
It's all one big incident.
Hey, you don't mind me asking, what'd they stick you for those tires?
With rotation, that would be $800 there, Bob.
You got through a trip that was, you know, if Clark Griswold were taking the family on
I know.
Little circuit, it would have been much worse.
How much you got?
Yeah.
He taps that 20 back into his wallet.
Oh, yeah. I went well over 1,200.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well, you win then for most miles logged.
Well, you went to New York.
I didn't drive it, though. That was fly.
That's true.
That was, you know.
Without a kid.
I took the coward's way out. Right.
If I could have flown to Rangeley, Maine, I would have. But there is no Rangeley International Airport.
Yeah, and I didn't have any kids to take. It was great. I flew into LaGuardia. I took an Uber into, well, we took an Uber to the wrong hotel first. There's two hotels by the name we go by. We wanted the Times.
You know it's wrong hotel?
Because we got there.
Were there dudes in skin-tight leather suits with chains and
no, that's
ass chaps?
No, I would have stayed
what
there.
What the hell were you watching over Christmas, Brian?
That's the kind of thing where you know you're at the wrong place. You show it's like, oh, this ain't
done. No, we went to the Madison Avenue Hotel. We wanted to be in the Times Square one. That was the addition where we stayed, and it took because we punched in Madison Avenue. Just went addition. You know, thought, okay, that's got to be it. No, it's Matt. We got there, and the woman says, do you have a reservation confirmation number? And I said, yeah, right here.
Didn't have a guard tell you, sir, I know where I am. Didn't have that happen.
Actually,
time.
No, the woman said, yeah, you're not staying here. You're at Times Square. I said, oh.
Can you provide transportation to the Times Square?
They did. They said, we have a car right outside. If you just like to use that, it'll take you over.
Just like you.
They said, it's complimentary. You're staying with us. And I said, and it was a beautiful Lincoln Town car. It was like, we got in and went, what kind of car is this? This is gorgeous.
It smelled like barf or cigarettes.
It smelled lovely.
Like a new car?
It smelled better than a new car.
Really?
Yes. The driver was awesome. Gave us a tour as we're heading down there.
What?
Yeah. He's giving us all the, well, this building was this and here, and he's bitching about all the rickshaws that are in Times Square this time of year and how crazy it is.
He made racist jokes? Did he? You know what I mean?
No. And when I say rickshaws, they're guys on bikes with the cart behind them. You know what I mean? They just call them rickshaws. No, it was a lovely trip to Manhattan. The guy at the doorman said, "Hey, you just want to grab? We have courtesy cars right here. You just want to take one?"
Why, New York is the friendliest place on earth.
It really was.
12
was,
million people all want to live together.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what wasn't friendly yesterday? Pasadena.
Awful.
Hang on to the ball. Even the punter dropped the ball,
and then he got benched.
Yeah.
He did get benched. Yeah. I've never seen a punter get benched.
Because I
right
thought
in the
about
middle
it
of a bowl game. How humiliating!
I thought about it too. I thought, well, did he get hurt on that play? And I thought, no. I saw the replay. He was chasing the dude with the ball who picked it up. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't tackled or anything. How do you just drop the ball on a punt?
You know, it's funny because the way the game started with Oregon driving right down the field. Then Wisconsin returns the kick for a touchdown. Then they get the interception and a field goal. And the statistic on the bottom was Wisconsin has 10 points in one total yard. In the end, it was Oregon who finished with 204 yards.
Right.
And won this game.
Oregon ran three plays in the third quarter. Three plays.
Wisconsin, I wouldn't say dominated, but defensively they were spectacular after that first drive where Oregon went down the field. They
other than the times that they let Oregon score touchdowns.
Yeah, but
those just look like breakdowns to me.
But in the end, well, what happened? So I'm trying now. I'm going off memory here because I was doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on why I had a show yesterday.
Why'd you have a show yesterday?
Brian couldn't get a haircut yesterday, but you had to do a radio show.
No one else is working except
you. I'm like, we host a sports gambling show.
Gambling don't take no holidays.
No, but who's going to be like, oh, you know what? I could watch the Rose Bowl and gamble on this, or I could go watch some dudes talk about gambling on this game. Huh?
I can see where you might be a little chapped over that one, Tim.
But we were watching the game in studio, obviously, and what, Wisconsin turned it over. Well, Cohn threw a pick. Then, no, was it the I can't remember if it was the Taylor fumble or the Cone
Taylor
pick.
There was a Taylor
fumble. Taylor
fumble.
Then they held him, and Oregon went for it on fourth down. Wisconsin stops him, and then Cone throws a pick. And,
right, because
and you
they
could
showed,
only do, you could only do so much.
Because they showed Taylor looking like he was praying on the sidelines. He just didn't have his hands folded. He had his eyes closed like fourth down. Come on, come on, come on. Please, 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 please. And they got out of it. So his turnover didn't cost him anything.
Right, what? And then Cone throws the pick.
His turnover didn't cost him anything.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, I could have slurred that out. How do you know I didn't have a medical episode?
No, I don't. That's what I was checking to make sure you're okay.
All right, thank you.
You guys are like just two best buds that have been away for weeks, and then they just come back and pick up where you left off. Do you guys text each other over break?
Not once.
Not one time. No. Well, no, that's not true.
There was a group
in the waning hours of Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We all got that, yeah.
But I didn't get back to you guys until middle of New Year's Day. I went, I should probably respond.
Rock started that one, though. Yeah. So otherwise, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was the communication.
I just texted about Pat Connaughton and being in the dunk contest.
Saw that.
Yeah. Saw that.
Did you see his putback dunk a couple nights ago?
I did not.
Oh my God!
No.
He's incredible.
Sorry, I know you're a fan. You have a shirt.
I do. I got my Planet Pat shirt,
custom made T-shirt you got last year.
So today is the 1 year anniversary of my radio show, and me and my co-host are gonna. I was like, well, what are you gonna get me? It's our anniversary. So.
What are you going to get me?
What are you going to get me? What's the one-year radio anniversary?
My betrothed radio partner.
Is it the string anniversary?
I figured out the perfect gift. So both of our favorite football teams were in, let's just say, lackluster bowl games. Yeah. So I'm going to get him a Texas 2019 Alamo Bowl champion T-shirt. And he's going to get me a Notre Dame 2019 Camping World Bowl champion T-shirt.
Nice.
But, yeah, going back to last night, I mean, and all right, where do you guys stand on this? Because I think ultimately the fumbles and the turnovers were the demise of Wisconsin.
Yes.
That being said.
Four turnovers. Your chances of winning, I know that there's numbers on this, but your chances of winning have to be about 3% when you have three or four turnovers.
Four turnovers.
You had one takeaway, but you gave up four.
You were minus three. That being said, the offensive pass interference on third down was
pretty
absolutely
stupid.
Ridiculous. Yeah. You can't make that call.
That explanation to me from the referee in the booth.
I don't even know who it was.
It just seemed like a bunch of babble.
Yeah, and Herbstreit was kind of in agreement. And I like Herbstreit. I think he usually tells it how it is. Gene Steratore, who is with CBS?
Yeah.
He was the former ref. I forget who he's with. Yeah, I think he's with CBS. He goes, officiating contact downfield requires patience because once a decision is made, consequences can be critical. In the Rose Bowl, the contact between the wide receiver and DB is mutual, hand fighting. In my opinion, this doesn't rise to the level of a foul by either player.
I don't know who would write such a rule because while they were talking it out, they said, well, you can hit the guy or swim move the guy or do all these other things. You just can't push him. It's like, well.
It's football. There's a lot of pushing that goes on.
There's a lot happening in a short amount of time. Yeah. Do you really have time to dissect, well, if I put my hand here, it's a swim move. Mm-hmm. And if I put it here, I'm pushing the guy. And all kinds of minutia like that. It seems crazy to even consider that.
I agree with everything that's been said here. I thought it was a really ticky-tack penalty, but they should have never been in that position for that play to matter.
Agreed.
That was of their own doing. Yeah, I get it. It probably shouldn't have been called, but four turnovers. They should have been up by three touchdowns at that point in the game. Cruising through this because we racked up 322 in total offense.
Yeah,
I was waiting for them to get the two scores. Well, they did. They got a field goal and touchdown, but you know, like two TDs in a row. And it kind of like
it didn't happen. Yeah.
Get ahead of them now.
And I felt like that final drive where they fumbled on the jet sweep.
Mm. Yeah, the Davis fumble.
I felt like that was. And maybe I'm crazy, but you had the 18-yard run by Taylor, then you had another 4-yard run, and it just felt like the way that drive was going, up six. That was going to lead to points, and it was just going to, you're just kind of run it down their throat. And I felt like, and look, I'm like everybody else. I'm an armchair offensive coordinator, so in the end, we're idiots compared to these guys who get paid lots of money. But I just felt like Wisconsin got a little too cute there doing the jet sweep instead of at that point where it felt like Taylor was about to.
Is it
just
too cute?
Pulverize.
Is he a yard short of the 2,000 mark?
No, he got it.
He got it.
See, the too cute thing I don't agree with because it's not too
cute. It was
cute.
Working.
It's what
game.
Was working. Right.
Was.
So you got to go with what's working. It's like, oh, now it cost you. Well, teams go with the plays that work all the time, they work on your weaknesses.
No, they had to be very and they had to be really creative because Oregon's game plan, shocking, was don't let Taylor beat us.
And they didn't. They did a really good job on Taylor all day. He didn't have one big run. His biggest play was probably that 34-yard catch, right?
Well,
in the fourth quarter.
But that 18-yard run to start that drive, that's where, in my mind, it felt like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, right before the jet sweep.
But that's once again, nitpicking. And in the end, going back to your original point, is you can't turn the ball over. And that's what it comes down to. Yeah. Wisconsin was the better team yesterday, but when you're minus three in the turnover margin, there's not a whole lot you can do unless you're significantly better than your team and you're playing in the Rose Bowl.
And how about
all
game long they were talking about, look at Paul Christ. He's just calm on the sideline. Man, did he come undone on that penalty. You could read his lips.
Well, that gives someone who's usually calm a little more emphasis then, right? A little more weight when they decide to go nuts.
Not enough for them to change the call.
No,
go,
it didn't matter.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Paul Christ is going crazy?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I like the way he went crazy. I'm glad he saves it for situations like that rather than Nick Saban, who just freaks out and smashes his headset every chance he gets. What an idiot.
God. Well, you know what? I was cheering for Alabama yesterday.
Were you?
Well, your wish came true then.
I mean, but let's be honest. I mean, you know, in the preseason, all the Michigan fans anticipated to lose in the Citrus Bowl and get absolutely hammered by Ohio State and Wisconsin. That was what their preseason predictions were, right?
Negative.
So they're satisfied.
No, they wanted to play Alabama, but they thought it'd be for a national championship,
right,
not
right.
A 12 and 13th ranked teams playing in a bowl game on New Year's Day. And as far as bowl games go, if you had no interest in the Wisconsin-Oregon game yesterday, that was a fun game to watch.
Hell
yeah. A lot of lead changes, some big plays.
Where do you rank that on the scale of lackluster bowl games, Tim? Because you said the, what was it?
Lackluster in what regard? The Rose Bowl?
No, the Verbo Citrus Bowl. Where is that on the scale of bowl?
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's probably outside of the New Year's Six. That's one of the best bowls out there.
The Rose Bowl is my favorite bowl game.
It's
is
awesome.
It's just
awesome.
I just love everything about it. The weather. I love the setting.
The sunsets.
I did watch the parade because the Fireman Jim's,
daughter
was,
right? Yeah.
Was in the parade. So I did watch the parade. I did see Greendale High School, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to say Greenfield because
or Glendale.
Yeah, right. So don't stop. Oh. Don't give me any more.
Or Dale Green. Or Field. Dale Field. Green Glen. We have all of those.
I don't even know who was in the parade, but I saw him.
It's Greendale.
Yes, I did see him. I watched for that. It's my favorite bowl game, no doubt about it. It's been the best one since I was a kid. Even though it was always Michigan and Ohio State playing somebody from, you know, out west, it was just the time of the day and everything like that. It was great.
They do always seem to have that kind of painted desert orange and dark sunset going on, the orange and purple sunset.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that every time.
By the way, the leaders.
How they get that done? That's God,
yeah, right.
My friend.
Well,
that's not anybody from California.
Have it right there.
Looks like we have six leaders in our bowl pick'em at 33 points.
Really?
Bob, you've got 29. Brian, you have 25.
Yeah.
I've got 30.
Well, you're the sports guy. You should be ahead of us.
Yeah. I'm close to being as good as a sports guy, but not quite.
Yeah.
All right, so Badgers lose yesterday. I said to Brian right when we got here this morning, it occurred to me, and this is going back to last Sunday, when the Packers beat the Lions on a last-second field goal by Mason Crosby to get 13 wins over three losses. And I was unhappy as I could be with 13 wins. I thought, well, when the Packers win 16 games next year and they're undefeated and I'm unhappy, then
did I criticize my broadcast partner? Did I have at him and say, what's wrong with you? No.
No, you jumped
because
in.
Because I was doing the same thing. They're 13-3. I'm watching with my son, and he's saying, I don't know if I want to watch games with you. You're never happy. They're 13-3.
Yep.
Oh, and are they playing this weekend?
No, they're off.
Oh, why?
And they were an inch away.
They were off last year. On this weekend, right?
That's right. But they didn't.
They weren't going to play any games the week after. They were.
Oh,
they had scattered.
So it's a good thing to be off.
I agree with you, Tim.
Judgmental sarcasm in your voice.
I completely agree with you. I don't know what it's going to. 13 wins, and I'm not happy. You don't win 13 games because you're lucky. They were discussing the whole fraud thing. I've heard them discussed as the Packers are just a fraud. How can you be a fraud at 13-3?
You can't.
That's what I said. You have to give me the definition of why you're calling them a fraud. What do you mean, a fraud?
I've been thinking about this since we talked, and it's about who people say you are, right? If you're a Cinderella team that no one expected to do anything in the playoffs,
Baltimore.
And you show up.
That's Baltimore.
And you play great, you're not a fraud. You're just outperforming expectations, right?
That was the Rams last year. It's the Ravens.
But if
this
you're
year.
Someone who's supposed to be good and superstar and
Packers
Hall
and
of
Patriots.
Fame quarterback and blah blah blah, and you just barely beat a bunch of teams and score last minute field goals to beat a terrible division rival.
Lions had three wins going into Sunday's game. And it took all 60 minutes to beat them.
And then I think that's where that kind of gets started. Your hot take.
I would say the Packers were a fraud if they had tricked a team with 14 or 15 wins into not wanting to be in the playoffs and them taking their place. And I go, well, that's a fraud. You're not even supposed to be there. But that didn't happen.
I'll say this. You can't be a fraud when you play the way that they did on Monday night in Minnesota with everything on the line. Unless you think both Minnesota and Green Bay are frauds.
Well, then you have to – with the Minnesota game, you have to – people are going to say, well, they didn't have Dalvin Cook.
They didn't have their best running back. Aaron Rodgers played spectacular in that game.
All right, but there's always
– look, there's going to be naysayers for everybody. In the end, they've got a bye, and – by the way, are you guys happy with the game time next weekend?
Yeah, I'm happy
Sunday late, right?
Yeah, I'm happy.
It's a late game on Sunday night.
We're playing. I don't care what time it is.
But I think it's good too. You got New Orleans who looks great. They got 13 wins too, and they got to come to Green Bay. Hopefully it's cold as balls.
Yeah.
And that helps. That'll be huge.
Yeah, so we're the last playoff game of the weekend, right?
Week two, not this week. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. But that'll be the last one, so we'll know.
Yeah, it'll
It's 5:40 Sunday, so it'll be done by 9 o'clock.
I thought it was weird that they have the AFC games on Saturday this week and the NFC games on Sunday. Usually they have one of each. Yeah, and that didn't happen this year.
Do they draw them out of a hat? Do they alternate?
Well, no, that first game – it is some sort of draft, and ESPN always gets the final pick. So it's almost without fail that Houston's going to be in that 4:35 or 3:35 first game of the weekend. That is the spot nobody wants, just television-wise.
The first game, really?
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Saturday afternoon.
People aren't doing anything. Yeah. People are doing things.
Yeah.
Saturday night's good.
Sunday's
football, football day. So, but yeah, that 4:35 or 3:35 your time is that spot no one wants. And that's why you got Buffalo and Houston.
I will take a 5:40 start in Green Bay in the playoffs against whoever shows up.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is because
I think.
Could
be trying to, th- I mean.
Could it, it could it, be any of the teams, right?
Well, it depends who wins.
It can't be Minnesota.
It can't be Minnesota, okay.
That's the only team it can't be.
Because Minnesota would play the 49ers because they get the worst team out there, right?
Correct. So if Minnesota beats New Orleans on Saturday
picks?
Or Sunday?
Oh, we should. Here, let me.
As long as we're there, we should make our
pick. Carrie, you ready to make your pick?
I am.
All right, for this weekend's games?
Yep.
All right, here it is. We've done this all season long. Now it's playoff time. There's only four games this weekend. There's four of us. It works out well. Call now 866-BOB-AND-BRIAN or 414-799-1029. You can take on one of our picks for your chance to win tickets. Or not tickets, that's over with. You get a couple of haircuts to Men's Hair House. There are eight locations around town. All right? All the picks are going to be posted at 1029thehog.com. Carrie, you want to start?
Okay, I can. I'm
The most prepared woman on the radio right here.
I'm taking the Seahawks over the Eagles because I love that touch of green in the Seahawks uniforms.
But there's a touch of green in the Eagles uniforms, too. They're both green. And they're both birds.
Nah.
There is no such thing as the Seahawk. That's make-believe.
I've seen the Eagles.
There is no Seahawk.
It's like Hokie.
An osprey.
It's like what, Tim?
A Hokie.
Yeah, right.
Hokie's a made-up word.
Right. Or what's the Rhinelander has what is
hodag.
It? Yeah, the hodag. That's made up. Yeah.
All right. Seahawks. So, Carrie, Seahawks.
Seahawks. So, you're going with the Seattle minus 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good.
I'm doing it.
Brian?
Me? All right. Since it's the garbage game of the weekend.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
I mean, time slot wise.
What you're going with.
I'll take the Texans over the Bills. Texans.
Minus 3. Okay.
2.5.
Oh, is it 2.5 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
They win by 3. They'll cover the spread.
All right. There you go. Tim, you want to go next?
Oh, no. Why don't you go next? You're good. You got New England, Tennessee. Got New England laying
Well, it seems
five.
Like the... Okay. I'm going to take the easier of the two games. I'll take the Pats minus the 5 over the Titans.
Really? You think that's the easier game?
Oh, wait. The Patriots are going to kill. They're going to kill Vrabel when he comes back to town. This is going to be like, hey, I'm home, and he just gets the hell beat out of him. Am I right, Tim?
Okay.
Tend to agree.
Okay.
To agree.
All right, but all the talk about the Patriots so far this year was, well, it's not their year.
They've got 12 wins. But they lost to Miami the last
12
week of the
wins.
Season.
Yeah. 12 wins. 13-3 was barely good enough for me. 12, you must really suck.
All right, so I will take, I will lay the lumber with the New Orleans Saints. I do think they win big.
That's 7.5?
7.5.
Yeah.
I will lay a big number, the biggest favorite of the weekend. Give me New Orleans minus 7.5. Even though I am a Kirk Cousins fan, I think New Orleans is just a buzzsaw right now.
Okay. So the picks are, Kerry took the Seahawks.
We all took the favorites, no underdogs.
Yeah.
That'll be very wrong.
It's the first weekend of the playoffs. It seems like it's easy pickings.
You want me to take the dogs?
No,
I'll flip. I'll switch. I'll take the dog of the garbage playoff game.
You can take the Bills?
Huh?
You can take the Bills then?
Well,
you flop on this one? Stay with the Texans.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, picks are in. So it's Seahawks, Saints, Patriots, Texans are the choices. You want to go against us? You have the numbers. If you're right, all you have to do is pick the one game that we got wrong. You could win a couple of haircuts from Men's Hair House. All right, we got to quickly go through this. Who got fired? Yeah, Freddie Kitchens, out.
Ah, Freddie Mustards.
How long did that take?
That day.
It was that day.
That day. He got fired on Sunday, right? By Sunday night, he was fired.
Yep, he was gone.
All right. Who else got shown the door?
We got a new coach in Washington. Ron Rivera is now hired. He was fired earlier this year by Carolina.
Okay, but you're getting, what's his name? Allen is out, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
who's out? When was he out, though? He was
Bruce
out.
Allen was fired on Monday morning?
Yeah. It was pretty quick.
Pat Shurmur was fired. Giants head coach, he was fired.
You had Dorsey getting shown the door.
Dorsey's gone.
His GM in Cleveland. So the McCarthy thing there is done now because there's no connection anymore, right?
Well, he's been reportedly – there's interest from the Giants with McCarthy, I believe.
I heard Carolina was really interested in him.
I think he'll have a job this year.
Oh, I think so.
How long was Ron Rivera out of work?
Six
a couple
weeks?
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Okay. I just wondered.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick turnaround, isn't it?
He's very, very well respected.
Yeah.
Hey, when Andy Reid left, Philadelphia, was he fired or did he just not re-sign there and go to Kansas City?
I think he was fired.
Yeah, but he had a job waiting for him in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, he never missed a beat. 14 seasons.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for Rivera, I mean, for the Redskins, I'm surprised that they got, in my mind, the best coach available, I think, in Ron Rivera.
Well, by what measure?
He's had a Super Bowl
winning coach who's still hanging out there, Mike McCarthy.
That's
he
true.
Was the best coach out there last year, we were told.
Where's That's Joe true. Lombardi now? Because he was my pick to be the guy
Saints?
About a year ago.
Is he still with the Saints?
I believe he is.
Okay. You know, some guys know when they got it good. Like, this is a good spot for me.
Yeah, but the Saints win
the Super Bowl this year.
QB coach.
Well, if they win the Super Bowl this year, then that staff will be all rated.
They won the Super Bowl with Joe Lombardi before he can go anywhere.
But the thing about winning the Super Bowl is you've already got to be on people's radars because coaches are getting scooped up now. So, yeah, you've got Cleveland available. The Giants is available. Carolina's still open. Dallas has not made a decision yet, which is amazing.
What is Jerry Jones waiting for?
Don't know.
Seriously.
Is he trying to drive all of his fan base out of its mind?
Yes. It's spectacular.
Yeah, it is.
It is great.
Could it be that Jerry thinks, well, if I fire him, who am I going to get that will take this sort of public abuse week after week after week and not... one, fire back, or two, just up and quit on me. Could that be part of the problem?
By the way, Bruce Feldman, NFL college football insider, just said, I'm hearing the Browns have strong interest in Urban Meyer.
Mm. No, Urban Meyer is going to... where's
Urban
he going?
Meyer's
he's going to go to the... not the Giants.
Cowboys?
Cowboys, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Who else is gonna get fired yet, or are we done? Are we good?
I think
good?
We're done. I mean, the only one left is Garrett. And Garrett will be gone. I just don't know when.
Boy, I don't know now. I don't know what you'd wait for.
But if they're going after Lincoln Riley, I guess it doesn't matter, right? Lincoln Riley, head coach of Oklahoma. So maybe they're just. The thing about Garrett is. His contract expires, I think, next week or something like that. So maybe he's just waiting for his contract to expire so he doesn't have to fire a coach. I don't know.
What happened with Urban and his daughters and some ESPN anchor cracking wise about him? What happened there?
Recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something about, I'm seeing it now, what, an ESPN anchor took a jab at the family or something like that?
John Anderson, host of ESPN's flagship show SportsCenter, was going through the highlights of the game between the Buckeyes and Tigers when he made a comment about Meyer watching the game from the sidelines. Look at Urban Meyer. He's going to spend time with his family, but he went to this game instead.
That's kind of funny.
Meyer's daughters, Nikki and Gigi, did not let the comment pass. They tweeted how they
took.
Unhappy.
Yeah, they took. They put out pictures of them being at games with their dad. It's a cheap shot. That's a cheap shot.
Yeah, hey, sometimes dads don't want to go do other things, too, you know.
But I did think it was kind of funny.
And we have a national championship game tomorrow night.
In what?
Wait, when's football? When's the national championship
13th.
Game? Oh, the 13th. Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that ain't New Year's Day.
No kidding. Shoot. I thought it was tomorrow
Next
night.
Monday.
What bowl is that?
Yeah, I won't be able to stay up for that because they won't kick off till 9 o'clock. And we're down.
We got a bowl game tomorrow afternoon.
And we're down a former commissioner.
Yeah, David Stern passed away at 77 yesterday.
That's pretty young.
Had a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, and that's ultimately what led to his passing.
All right.
He changed the game, man. He's
a
big reason why the NBA is... as popular as it is now.
Well, some things never change. We dragged the sportscast out way too long, just like we did all of 2019, Tim.
Ah, New Year's resolution already has failed.
Starting the same way.
All right, we got to go. We're out of time.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you then, Tim.